天上的父。
As we study your word, as recorded in Amos 9 this morning,
当我们学习阿摩斯书第九章你的话语的时候，
we pray that our hearts are humbled.
我祷告让我们的心可以谦卑下来。
Before the God who comes and the earth trembles.
在神的面前整个大地都颤抖。
And we pray that we will be eager to receive your word.
我也祷告让我们每个人都急切地愿意来寻求神的话语。
That when we hear the truth, our heart rejoices.
当我们听到真理的时候，我们的心会欢喜快乐。
We pray this in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
我们这样祷告是奉着耶稣宝贵的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Please now, turn with me to Amos chapter 9.
请大家一起翻开阿摩斯书第九章。
Amos chapter 9.
阿摩斯书第九章。
And please now give some attention to the proclamation of Amos 9.
请大家注意阿摩斯书第九章所宣读的信息。
We who have ears, let us hear.
让我们凡有耳的就一起来听。
I'm going to first read it in English, and then Chinese will follow verse by verse, and sometimes there will be a pairing of verses.
我们一起来读，先用英文，后用中文。一般是一节一节的读，有的时候可能会两节一起。
哦，不是一起读，是台上我们会宣告给大家，大家有耳的应当听。Okay. Amos chapter 9 verse 1. I saw the Lord standing by the altar, and he said, Strike the tops of the pillars so that the thresholds shake.Bring them down on the heads of all the people. Those who are left, I will kill with the sword. Not one will get away, none will escape.
阿摩斯书第九章，我看见主站在祭坛旁边。他说：“你要击打柱顶，使门槛震动，打碎柱顶，落在众人头上。所剩下的人，我必用刀杀戮，无一人能逃避。”无一人能逃脱。
Though they dig down to the depths of the grave, from there my hand will take them. Though they climb up to the heavens, from there I will bring them down.
他们虽然挖透阴间，我的手必取出他们来；虽然爬上天去，我必拿下他们来。
Though they hide themselves on the top of Carmel, there I will hunt them down and seize them. Though they hide from me at the bottom of the sea, there I will command the serpent to bite them.
虽然藏在加密山顶，我必搜寻捉出他们来；虽然从我眼前藏在海底，我必命蛇咬他们。
Though they are driven into exile by their enemies, there I will command the sword to slay them. I will fix my eyes upon them for evil and not for good.
虽被仇敌掳去，我必命刀剑杀戮他们；我必向他们定住眼目，降祸不降福。
Verses 5 and 6.The Lord, the Lord Almighty, He who touches the earth and it melts, and all who live in it mourn, the whole land rises like the Nile, then sinks like the river of Egypt. He who builds His lofty palace in the heavens and sets His foundation on the earth, who calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out over the face of the land, the Lord is His name.
主万军之耶和华摸地，地就消化，凡住在地上的都必悲哀。地必全然向尼罗河涨起，如同埃及河落下。那在天上建造楼阁，在地上安定穹苍，命海水浇在地上的，耶和华是他的名。
Are not you Israelites the same to me as the Cushites? Declares the Lord. Did I not bring Israel up from Egypt, the Philistines from Captor, and the Arameans from Kir?
耶和华说。以色列人啊，我岂不看你们如古时人吗？我岂不是领以色列人出埃及地，领非利士人出加菲托，领亚兰人出吉尔吗？
Surely the eyes of the sovereign Lord are on the sinful kingdom. I will destroy it from the face of the earth, yet I will not totally destroy the house of Jacob, declares the Lord.
主耶和华的眼目查看这有罪的国，必将这国从地上灭绝。却不将雅各家灭绝尽尽，这是耶和华说的。
Verses 9 to 10. For I will give the command, and I will shake the house of Israel among all the nations as grain is shaken in a sieve, and not a pebble will reach the ground. All the sinners among my people will die by the sword, all those who say, disasters will not overtake or meet us.
我必出令将以色列家分散在列国中，好像用筛子筛谷，连一粒也不落在地上。我民中的一切罪人说，灾祸必不追上我，必追不上我们，也迎不着我们，他们必死在刀下。
Verses 11 and 12. In that day I will restore David's fallen tent. I will repair its broken places, restore its ruins, and build it as it used to be, so that they may possess the remnant of Edom and all the nations that bear my name, declares the Lord, who will do these things.
到那日，我必建立大卫倒塌的帐幕，堵住其中的破口，把那破坏的建立起来，重新修造，像古时一样，使以色列人得以东所余剩的和所有称为我名下的国。此乃行这事的耶和华说的。
The days are coming, declares the Lord, when the reaper will be overtaken by the plowman and the planter by the one treading grapes. New wine will drip from the mountains and flow from all the hills.
耶和华说，日子将到，耕种的必接续收割的，踹葡萄的必接续撒种的，大山要滴下甜酒，小山都必流奶。
I will bring back my exiled people Israel. They will rebuild the ruined cities and live in them. They will plant vineyards and drink their wine. They will make gardens and eat their fruit.
我必使我民以色列被掳的归回，他们必重修荒废的城邑居住，栽种葡萄园，喝其中所出的酒，修造果木园，吃其中的果子。
I will plant Israel in their own land.Never again to be uprooted from the land I have given them, says the Lord your God.
我要将他们栽于本地，他们不再从我所赐给他们的地上拔出来。这是耶和华你的神说的。
This is the word of God.
这是神的话语。
The message we can glean from Amos 9 is this.
我们从阿摩斯书第九章所得到的信息是这样的。
The day of the Lord is the day when God shall both justly punish and graciously restore the sinful.
耶和华的日子，也就是神秉公惩罚罪人的日子，也是神怜悯挽救建立罪人的日子。
The day of the Lord is the day when God shall both justly punish and graciously restore the sinful.
耶和华的日子就是他会秉公惩罚罪人，同时也会怜悯挽救建立罪人。
Reading through the entire book of Amos is not easy.
统读阿摩斯全书不是一件容易的事。
Because under divine inspiration, Amos over and over again announced to Israel.
因为通过属灵的这种启示，阿摩斯一遍又一遍地向以色列人宣告。
To the people of God, Amos says.
对于这个神的选民，阿摩斯说道。
There will come that day, the day of the Lord.
你们想望耶和华日子来到的有祸了。
For you will be fairly and fearsomely and faithfully punished by God himself for your wickedness and refusal to repent.
因为你们的悖逆和拒绝悔改，你将会被神公正可畏信实的来惩罚。
The people of God had turned away from God.
神的选民其实是悖逆了神。
They have broken the covenant vow.
他们背弃了他们的约。
And they have the love for evil and the hatred for good.
他们喜爱奸诈而恨恶良善。
They have utterly abandoned their covenantal relationship with God.
他们完全的撇弃了他们与神所立的约。
And they have fully disregarded God's call for repentance.
而他们面对神让他们悔改的呼召的时候，他们弃之不理。
And so for us who are very now used to hearing people say God is good, there will be no punishment in God because he is good.
对于我们这些人来说，我们好像时常听到大家讲，哦，神是良善的，他不会来惩罚我们。
We forget that God is just, and when we read Amos, when we read the book of Amos, it becomes very unsettling.
当我们读阿摩斯书的时候，我们会明白，这是不对的，因为神是信实的神，是公正的神。
And in Amos chapter 4, God for five times said to his people, I have done this for you to return, but you have not returned to me.
在阿摩斯书第四章里作者五次反复强调，就是神为你们做了这个做了那个，但你们仍然不归向他。
And because they have abandoned their covenantal relationship with God,
而因为他们弃绝了与神的这个约的关系，
it was only natural that Israel became very self-serving.
所以以色列人变得非常自我为中心，这就是一个很自然的事，很自然的事情。
And they forsook their covenantal responsibility of justice toward their fellow men.
他们也就离弃了他们同胞之间彼此的关爱和责任。
This is the God, people of God we are talking about.
这就是我们今天所谈论的这个属神的选民。
And so in the book of Amos, chapter 6, verse 6, God provides an indictment for the people of God.
所以在阿摩斯书的第六章六节作者这样说道。
You drink wine by the bowlful and use the finest lotions, but you do not grieve.Over the ruin of Joseph.
你们用大碗喝酒，用上等的油擦身，你们却不为约瑟的苦难担忧。
Meaning they are taking all the luxuries in life and it's all for themselves and they don't care if people are suffering at all.
这就是表明了这些人他们把所有生活中的丰富这些美好的物质享受视作是理所应当的，而没有去关心他们同胞的疾苦。
And in their self-serving nature, they were self-serving even in their religious practice.
因着他们这个自我中心的这种天性，即使是在他们一些宗教活动中，他们也是很自我中心的。
They have an outward adherence to the law, but they have no inner transformation by the law.
他们外表敬虔，但他们的内心里却没有真正的改变。
They do.Religious practice that is way and above beyond what God has commanded them to do.
他们做一些宗教的活动，甚至远远超出神的要求。
If you read Amos chapter 4,
如果你读阿摩斯书的第四章，
they first go to places that God has not ordained for them to go worship God.
首先，他们去一些神没有让他们去的地方来敬拜神。
And they say, okay, as long as I go to Bethel, I'll be fine.
他们说哦，只要我们去这个伯特利，我们就会很好的。
And God has requested, has commanded the people of God to offer up sacrifices only once a year.
神要求我们每一年来献上祭物。
But Israel says, no, 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 that's not enough. We need to do it every morning.
但是以色列说不行啊，这个不够啊，我们要每天都这样做，每个早上都来献祭。
And so we see that at the end of it, God says to Israel.
所以我们看到在结尾的时候，神对以色列人说，
Boast about all these religious practices that you have done.
就是你们所有的这些宗教的活动，只是来显耀你们自己。
For this is what you love to do.
因为这是你们自己喜欢做的。
And so we see that their religious practice became a bragging right.
所以我们看到他们的这些宗教的活动成为一个他们自我炫耀的一个行动。
It's not driven by a heartfelt worship for God.
他们并不是一个出于敬畏心的敬畏神的心态来做的。
But these practices are for themselves.
而这些所有的宗教的这些作为是为他们自己。
It's a competition between themselves.
就好像是他们之间在彼此竞争。
And that they would have a sense of superiority.
而他们这样行的时候呢，他们会有一种很高人一等的、很优越的感觉。
Oh, you only offer up your tithes 3 times a year. I do it every 3 days.
他们说：“哦，你十一奉献一年只有三次啊，我可是三天就来一次的。”
God through Amos have already declared.
通过阿摩斯，神宣告说
：“Seek me and live.”
你们要寻求我，就必存活。
Seek good, not evil, that you may live.
你们要寻求善，不要求恶，就必存活。
Then the Lord God Almighty will be with you just as you say He is.
这样耶和华万军之神必照你们所说的与你们同在。
But Israel, the people of God, persisted in seeking their own good.
但是这些以色列人，他们非常坚持的他们自己的做法。
They sought only to do evil and not good.
他们下定决心只做这些奸诈欺恶奸诈的事，而不做良善的事。
And so we read over and over again that the stubborn, wicked Israel, they will live to see the day of total darkness of the day of the Lord.
所以我们就看到这些印着景象不肯悔改的以色列人，他们必会活到耶和华的日子，在那里他们只见到黑暗。
They will experience God as the punisher who will justly punish them for their wickedness.
他们会看到这个公义的神因着他们的恶行来惩罚他们。
And so by the time we come to Amos chapter 9 verse 1,
所以我们来看阿摩斯书的第九章第一节。
We see that Amos is given a vision.
我们看到阿摩斯是在给一个意象。
He saw that the Lord was standing by the altar.
他看到神站在祭坛边。
The altar is the place of reconciliation between the people of God and God Himself.
这个祭坛呢是象征着一个神与人和好的地方。
Because that's where they're meant to offer up their sacrifices, and God will be pleased with the sacrifice.
因为在祭坛上这个以色列人烧他们的祭物而神会悦纳这些祭物
But this time around, it is bad news.
但是这一次呢是坏消息来了
might even be shocking news.
而且是一个很让人震惊的消息
Because there is no appeasement of God and his wrath against the evil among his people will be poured out.
因为在这一次神不悦纳他们的祭物而且神的愤怒要倾倒出来
It is as if we bring our offering and we say, oh, God will be so happy and the next thing we know, God says, no, be away from you, you wicked one
就好比我们拿着祭物高高兴兴地来到神的面前说啊，神一定会喜悦我的祭物的但是接下来我们却发现神憎恶我们的厌恶而且对我们说离开吧
From here we can see one of the reasons why.
从这里我们也可以看到神为什么会这样做呢
The temple is coming down.
这个帐幕都要塌倒
The temple is a place of worship. It is the symbol of their religious acts.
这个会幕呢其实是神其实是神和我们同在的一个象征
It is a where we see them, the people of God perform religious acts.
在这里呢，神的子民来做一些信仰方面的活动。
And we see that the people of God have trusted in these religious acts rather than God Himself.
我们看到这些神的选民，他们与其说他们相信神，不如说他们更相信所有这些宗教的活动。
So here's the irony: what they have trusted to save them will instead kill them.
所以在这里呢，这个讽刺的一幕就出现了。他们认为会拯救他们的神，相反会来惩罚他们。
And God says it's a total devastation.
神说这将是一个巨大的灾难。
Not one will get away; none will escape.
神说没有一个可以逃脱，没有一个可以逃避。
And we will. Not one will get away. None will escape.
没有一个逃犯可以逃离，没有一个幸存者可以幸存。
And later on, we know that all the sinners will be punished.
接下来我们会看到所有的这些罪人会得到惩罚。
And the stubborn, wicked Israel will bear the natural consequence of their stubbornness and wickedness.
这些固执、硬着景象、不肯悔改的以色列民，很自然的他们会承受这些行为所带来的后果。
They will meet and know who God is.
他们将会遇见神，并且明白神到底是什么样的。
He will be the ever-present, mighty, majestic, sovereign, and faithful punisher of evil.
我们这个神是无处不在的，是大能的，是公正的，是一个惩恶的神。
In verses 2 all the way to verse 10, we'll see that all these characteristics of God as the punisher of evil will be spoken of.
我们从第二节到第十节可以看到神在惩罚罪恶的时候，他的不同的性情的彰显。
If you could look at verses 2 to 4.
我们先来看第二到第四节。
God is their ever-present punisher of evil.
这个神是一个无处不在的这么一个实行惩罚的神。
They've expected the other people to be God's enemies.
Pardon?
They have expected other peoples, other nations to be God's enemies.
这些以色列人，他们认为其他的民族才是神的敌人。
And I, as Israel, I'm the special chosen people of God, so I will be free to go.
而他们认为他们自己作为神的选民，他们应该是没有事的，应该是安然无恙的。
Even if I do evil, I will be fine because I am the special people of God.
即使我做一些坏事，我还是没事，因为我是神的选民啊。
So it's a shock for them to find that they themselves are the enemies of God.
所以当耶和华的日子，他们会很惊讶地发现，他们就是神的仇敌。
And there's no running away.
而且你无处可逃。
The descriptions of depths of grave and heavens tells us of all the earth.
在这个四节里面发现，无论是上天还是下地，在整个地球上。
It's a macro form of description of space.
这是一个对于空间的一个宏观的描述。
And Amos would also zoom in on the micro.
而且阿摩斯呢，也接下来就是具体到一些他们所熟悉的地名
，such as Mount Carmel，
就好比说加密山顶
，such as the sea by their land，
就好比说他们的海底。
So wherever they are to go, God will find them.
所以无论他们走到哪里去，神都会找到他们。
And God has declared He Himself He will personally deal with His people.
而且神也宣告说他会亲自的来惩罚他的这些子民。
So verses 2 and 4 tells us that God is the ever-present punisher of evil.
所以在这个2到4节，神说明了他是一个无处不在的一个惩罚罪恶的神。
Verses 5 to 6 tells us that God is the mighty, majestic punisher of evil.
5到6节则表明了神是一个大能的惩罚者。
God is fearsome.
神是可畏的。
He's not a kitty cat at home that you can pet and say, oh, you're so cute.
他不是家里的一个小猫，你可以去摸一摸，说：“哎呦，你好可爱哦。”
Here we know that he is the lion of Judah.
这里我们看到神是犹大的狮子。
Because he merely touches the ground and it melts.
因为神仅仅是去摸了一下这个地，地就消化了。
What that means is it trembles.
这个消化其实是其实的意思是表示颤抖，颤抖。
And here, who has that power to simply take earth and have it rise up and down in waves as if it was the Nile?
在这里，我们想象一下，谁有这个能力，能够让这个大地就像尼罗河一样这样上涨下落？
And here, Amos is calling the people of God to remember that there is power in God.
在这里，阿摩斯是提醒以色列人，神是大有能力的。
The Lord Almighty, that is His name.
神大能的神，这是他的名称。
Meaning He is a very powerful God.
表明神是一个大有能力的人。
And powerful with that kind of majesty where the palace is in the heavens and the foundation is on the earth.
他的能是可以上达穹苍，上达天上的阁楼，下达地上的穹苍。
It tells us that God reigns over all realms of the created world.
也告诉我们，神是掌管世上的方方面面，所有的地方。
And we see that God is very active.
我们也看到神是一个非常积极活动的神。
He's not just sitting there and say, not bad. Oh, that's cool.
神并不是坐在那里说，哦，这些人做的还不错吗？那个也还可以啦。
And He's not there to say, yeah, that's bad. But, oh well.
也不是说 也不仅仅是坐在那里说，哦，这些人真不像话呀。
He's very active. He touches. He builds. He sets. He calls.
他是非常积极来做出回应的。他会去摸这个地，会来翻倒这个大地来惩罚。
The Lord is His name.
耶和华是他的名。
He is the one who initiated the covenant with His people.
这个神是首先来和我们立约的神。
And so he will be faithful to bless.
所以他会是很信实的来祝福他们。
And in this case, faithful to punish.
而在这里他就会很信实的来惩罚他们。
And this is who God is. He is the fearsome covenant maker and upholder.
这就是我们的神，他是那个信实的，他成立了这个约，他建立了这个约，他也会维护这个约。
In verse 7, Amos tells of God as the sovereign punisher of evil. He is very fair.
在第七节，阿摩斯说到神是这个大能的惩罚者，他是可畏的。
And Israel's were not the only people under God's care.
以色列人并不是唯一一个受神眷顾的民族。
Again, this will come as a shock to the people of Israel.
再一次，这些以色列人会很惊讶地发现这个事实。
Because it tells them that their sense of superiority by their status is totally unfounded.
因为在这里阿摩斯表明了以色列人自以为是神的选民的那种优越感完全是没有道理的。
They think that that is their way to get away with trouble, but in fact, being people of God means greater responsibility on their shoulders.
他们以为他们是神的选民，他们就可以犯了任何罪都可以若无其事，但事实上正是因为他们选民的身份，他们肩上挑着更重的担子。
They're supposed to show who God is, and one of it is that God is fair to all peoples.
他们应该肩负的责任是向万民来宣扬神是谁。
So here, there are a few locations that are mentioned. Few nations that have been mentioned.
对，在这里有几个民族被提到。
First, the Cushites.
首先是古实人。
I do not know who they are.
我不知道他们是什么人。
But we do know that they live very, very, very far away from where Israel lived.
但是我们确实都知道，就是这些古实人在地理位置上离以色列人是非常非常遥远的。
And so it is to say that God takes care of even people that we do not did not know existed.
所以这里就表明了神。即使是那些我们都素不相识的人，神仍然是看过他们。
And the Philistines and the Arameans, these are enemies of Israel.
非利士人和亚门人，这些人是以色列的仇敌。
And so it will be another shock to hear that God takes care even of them.
所以对以色列人来说，他们会很惊讶地发现，神居然还看过他们的仇敌。
Or that God in fact guides them.
事实上神是带领他们。
So just as God has brought Israel out of Egypt, so God brings the Philistines from Captor and the Arameans from Kir.
正如神带领以色列人出了埃及，神也带领非利士人出了雅尔，带领亚门人出了西尔。
All humanity has been created by God in His image.
整个人类都是神所创造的，都是神的子民。
And so God will have love for all of mankind.
所以神对所有的人都是爱的。
He will bless and he will punish.
他会祝福人，也会惩罚人。
In obedience, if you're not an Israelite but a Cushite, but in obedience to God, he will bless you too.
如果你是一个敬虔的、遵行神旨意的古实人，神也会祝福你。
If you are unrepentant, even if you are Israelite, God will punish.
而如果你是一个悖逆的人，即使你是以色列人，神也照样会惩罚。
And one more attribute that Amos tells the Israelites.
这是阿摩斯告诉以色列人的神的又一个属性。
Verses 8 to 10, that God is the faithful punisher of evil.
在八到十节，阿摩斯说到神是那个信实的惩罚者。
Surely the eyes of the sovereign Lord are on the same sinful kingdom.
就是主耶和华的眼目查看这有罪的国。
It tells us that God was watching and had been watching and will be watching.
这就表明了神一直在注视着，现在也在看着，而且将来也会看着他的子民们。
In verse 4, God has already said, I will fix my eyes upon them for evil and not for good.
在第四节，神已经说了，我必向他们定住眼目。
What does that mean?
这是表示什么意思呢？
It means that since the people have rejected God's call for them to love good and hate evil,
因为这些人背逆了神的呼召，让他们行善除恶。
Then they will be the recipient of evil and not good.
因为他们拒绝了那样做，那么很自然的，他们要承受的也是恶，而不是善。
And in the description of the kingdom being sinful and that there are sinners among God's people,
当他描述说整个这个国度都犯了罪，而且这些人民都是罪人的时候，
we understand that God takes His holiness very seriously and it is not to be trifled with.
我们也看到神把他的圣洁是看得非常重的，这不是一个我们可以轻忽的事情。
And we see that surely it is cannot be done by the people of God. The people of God cannot undermine the holiness of God.
所以我们作为神的选民，他们更不可以轻忽神的圣洁。
And so God will be faithful to His holiness and deal with the willful sins and persistent evil of His people very seriously.
所以神是圣洁的神，他就会那些故意的犯罪，那些污秽，他会非常 实行严厉的审判。
And this is a direct attack on the pride of the people of Israel.
这是对以色列人的这种骄傲的一个直接的打击。
Because they have been very complacent.
因为他们一直是非常自满的。
Unfounded in their assurance in their misplaced self-regard.
而且他们一直是毫无理由的自信，他们会安然无恙。
And they would say to themselves, "Disaster will not overtake or meet us."
他们总是说啊，灾祸必不追上我们。
Which is similar to what we are hearing nowadays.
这就好像我们现在平常听到的说法。
God is good. I'm a good person. I'll be all right. See you in heaven.
神是好的，我也是一个好人，所以我没有事的。我们将来在天堂见吧。
Do you believe in Jesus? No, but I'm a good person and I'll be fine.
你信耶稣吗？我不信啊，哎，但我还是个好人啊，我还是会没事的。
Trust in God to be faithful to punish unrepentance.
所以我们要相信神会惩罚那些拒绝悔改的人。
And what is more daunting?
一个更让人觉得可怖的事情是
The prophecy of Amos is from a real God through a real prophet.In real time for the real stubborn, wicked Israel, people of God.
阿摩斯所发的这些预言是在一个是一个真实的神通过一个真实的预言真实的先知在一个真实的历史时期向这些真实的以色列人所发出的预言。
This is no fairy tale.
这不是一个神话故事。
And true to God's word.
而且是完全是遵照神的话语来实践。
We know that the northern kingdom was overrun and were taken as captives by the Assyrians.
我们知道犹大的北国是被亚述帝国所吞灭。
This was about 740 BC.
这大概是公元前740年的事情。
So what God says He will do, He does.
所以神所预言他将要做的事，他确实做了。
My dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
With such a knowledge in mind.
当我们有这样的知识的时候
We must indeed tremble before God
我们确实在神的面前要战惊
Just as the earth trembles at his touch
就好比神一触摸这些大地都在颤抖一样
We must never lose sight of God as a holy God
我们永远不可以忘记神是一个圣洁的神
We must never lose sight of a God who is just towards all peoples
我们也不要忘记神对他所有的子民来说都是公正的。
We must never dance with sin while presuming on His grace.
我们不可以与恶共舞，同时又期待着神的饶恕。
For our Father in heaven is just, and He will discipline.
因为我们天上的父是公正的，他必来管教我们。
Yet at the same time,
但是同时
，before the holy God,
在这个圣洁的神面前
，we will tremble.
我们会颤抖
but also in rejoice and thanksgiving.
但是我们还是会感恩来欢喜快乐
We're rejoicing in thanksgiving. For the day of the Lord is not all doom and gloom.
因为耶和华的日子不仅仅是黑暗和惩罚
Not for the souls who have yielded to the lordship of God.
至少对那些肯遵行神旨意的人来说不仅仅是惩罚
Because for those who call on God as their God,
因为对那些呼求神的名的人来说
There comes the day of the Lord that will also bring God's gracious restoration.
耶和华的日子同时也带来了神的救恩和重建
For the ones who truly bear the name of God
对那些真正拥有神的名的人来说
It is time to celebrate.
Celebrate. Sorry, 那也是一个来庆祝的日子。
And verses 11 to 15 tells us of such a wonderful time.
11到15节就描述了这样一个美好的景象。
And this day of the Lord, when God will graciously restore the sinful, it has already come.
这个神来重建他的子民这些罪人的时刻已经来临了。
God says, I will restore, I will repair. God himself will accomplish this task.
神说了我要重建我要正信他们这个神已经实现了
It is on behalf of his faithless people
神这样说是代表他的信实的子民们说
It is wonderful news because we cannot do it on our own
这是一个很好的消息因为我们自己无法做到这一些
And worse we don't care to do it
更糟糕的是我们很多时候我们根本不把心思花在这些方面
The people did not grieve over the ruin of Joseph
就好像这些以色列的人他们并不为雅各的这个衰残而忧虑
So God himself has to come and take charge
所以神必须亲自来，他来做这一切。
So here we hear that restoration will be indeed come after the punishment. The punishment is not the end.
所以我们在这里看到神的重建的工作，因为这个毁灭并不是结束。
But restoration is the final chapter.
而这个重建是那个最后的篇章。
Before the eternal chapter of goodness.
在这个最终的永恒的那个荣耀的篇章来临之前。
Verses 11 to 15.15 is the first and only oracle that is about a time of hope and wellness. Shalom.
所以在这个11到15节是阿摩斯书里边唯一的关于希望、关于美好的篇章。
After 141 verses of indictments against sin and declarations of punishment comes these 5 verses on restoration.
在阿摩斯书的前141节里边描绘的是这种惩罚、败坏、毁灭的景象，而在最后的5节出现了一个光明的重建的这个篇章。
And suddenly you can breathe.
而且现在我们终于可以松一口气了。
In fact, in Amos chapter 9 verse 8, there was very briefly God says, I will destroy, yet I will not totally destroy the house of Jacob.
事实上在前面的一些经文里，比如说阿摩斯书的9章8节，他也这个说法也一闪而过，在那里阿摩斯说道，我必将这国从地上灭绝，却不将雅各家灭绝尽尽。
So we see that God the Punisher, he will relent.
所以我们看到这个惩罚的神，他后来也开始宽恕。
And he will ultimately show grace as the restorer of his people.
最终呢，他会是那个充满恩典的拯救者。
He is faithful to the promise he has made to David.
他非常信实地守了他向大卫所许的约。
Even if his people are faithless,
即使他的子民并不是信实的。
God has promised King David that your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me. Your throne will be established forever.
神向大卫许约说，我必使你的后裔接续你的位，我也必坚定他的国。
There will come an offspring from the line of David.
我必使你的后裔接续你的位。
And with that offspring, the dynasty is the Davidic dynasty is forever established.
我必坚定你的家和你的国，你的家和你的国必在我面前永远坚立，直到永远。
In verse 11, we come to see a pathetic state of the Davidic dynasty.
在第十一节，我们看到一个非常可惋惜的这么一个景象。
Because the people did not care anymore. They're so self-serving. They're building their own kingdom.
因为我们看到那些人是这样的自我中心，他们在营建他们自己的国。
So the description for David's dynasty has become a fallen tent.
所以曾经一度辉煌的大卫的王朝，现在仅仅不过是一个倒塌的帐幕。
It is in tatters because of the godlessness of Israel.
是如此一个颓废败落的景象，是因为这些人的罪导致的。
But God says, I will build it as it used to be.
但是神说我要重建它。
It will become the same glorious Davidic house again.
它会重新成为一个荣耀的一个国家。
So this is better than your refurbished electronics.
这就比你那些翻新的一些什么电子产品要强得多。
Because refurbished goods, they're used, but they're as good as new.
因为那些翻新的呢，它是曾经被用过的，只是看起来还像新的一样。
But here, God, when He does it, it will be what it used to be.
而在这里，当神重建以色列国的时候，他会从头至尾是一个彻底的崭新的。
Absolutely glorious, absolutely wonderful.
是一个非常美好的辉煌的。
And in verses 13 to 15, we are told of the signs of the abundance and prosperity that is to come.
而在13到15节我们看到了神这个国度将来的美好这样的富饶。
The days are coming.
那一天快要来了。
Do you feel the progression, the dynamics of the moving in of that time?
你感觉到那个动感了吗？就是那个王国已经在降临。
And the first sign is that there will be abundance. It will be so much that you can't handle.
第一个现象呢，就是说非常非常的富饶，有那样多的东西我们甚至都无法来处理他们。
In verse 13,
在第十三节
the reaper will be overtaken by the plowman.
接种的必接续收割的。
This is the image of saying that time will be compressed.
在这里我们看到这个时间被压缩了。
The one who is collecting the harvest is collecting the harvest.
那个在收成的那一位正在收割。
But right behind him is this guy saying, "Are you done? Are you done? I need to start plowing. I need to start the second round of harvest."
就是他还没有收割完，后面的人就说：“你好了吗？好了吗？我准备要继续耕种这个庄稼，来开始下一轮的耕种了。”
Same thing in the second case.
同样在第二个例子也是如此。
Planting.
耕种。
And the one who is treading the grape says, "I'm done. Do you have another round that I can tread?"
就好像那个
a round of grapes, I mean, that I can tread.
那个踹葡萄的人，还没有踹完，那个后面要来耕种的人就说：“你好了吗？好了吗？我们要开始继续种下一轮的葡萄了。”
And how abundant is it when you hear that there is both dripping and flowing? It's just a lot of wine that is coming out.
而当你听到这个滴下这样涌出这些奶和蜜来奶和酒来的时候，你可以体会到那个丰饶、那个富足。
Please do not miss the point and say, "Oh, God wants His people to get drunk."
请大家不要误解说，哦，神给我们这么多酒，希望我们喝醉。
The whole description here is about the abundance.
所有的这些描述是想让我们显示这个富饶、这个充足的。
From the mountains to the hills, it's everywhere.
从大山、从小山，是从 各个地方,
and it's new wine.
而且是新酒,
meaning that there is always a harvest.
就预示着总是有丰收。
Isn't this the kind of prosperity that we look forward to?
这不是我们所盼望得到的景象吗?
And the second sign is even better. It is that God's presence will again be with His people.
而第二个景象, 第二个暗示就是说, 神会亲自与我们同在。
We see that there is God's protection.
我们看到有神的保护。
Because He will bring back His exiled people.
因为他会把那些放逐的人带回来。
And in His protection, all whatever has been ruined in their homelands will be rebuilt.
而在神的保护下，所有那些被败坏的东西会重建起来。They
will stay in their own land, meaning that there's stability and security.
他们会在他们应许的地方安居乐业，也就是表示说他们会很稳定的，会得到保护，很有安全感。We
see that there's also God's provision.
我们也看到有神的供应。Because
they will plant vineyards and drink their wine, and they will make gardens and eat their fruit.
因为我们看到他们会栽种葡萄园和其中所出的酒，并且修造果园，吃其中的果子。And
please take. Take a very good look at the very last line.
也请大家好好的仔细的看最后一节。The
Lord your God.
说到神，你们耶和华你们的神。If
you've read through the entire book of Amos, you find that this is a very dramatic shift in the type of address.
如果你通读阿摩斯书的话，你会发现在这里是一个称谓上完全的翻转。God
is back with His. Oh, God has reestablished His relationship with His people.
在这里，神重建了他与他子民的亲密关系。That
in this time of goodness, God is once again close and personal to His people.
在这个美好的时刻，神重新是他的子民的神。Because
He would have done such a great thing that they are no longer sinful, and He can again be close to them.
因为在这个美好的天地里边，所有的罪孽被惩罚了，神重新与我们同在。So
let us not be overwhelmed by the state of material prosperity.
让我们不要为这些物质上的丰富而转移了注意力。
But we'll see that the most important restoration is the restoration of the relationship between God and His people.
因为我们可以看到，在这里最最重要的重建是神与人关系的重建。And
so. Through history, we know that even though the northern and southern kingdom did go into captivity,
从历史书我们知道北国和南国都是被外族掳掠攻破。
But when we read the book of Ezra and Nehemiah,
但是当我们读以赛亚书的时候,
以斯拉记,
it's okay. 当我们读那个以斯拉记和尼希米书,
we know that God is true to His word, and He brought His people back to the promised land.
我们看到神是一个信实的神，他确实把那些被放逐的人又重新带回到他们的地方。
And dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
we are in fact also living in the time when God has Himself restored God's full intent.
我们也生活在一个这样的时代，就是神已经重建了人与人的关系。
Right now at 11:05 on June 7th, 2015.
就在现在，2015年6月7号11:05。
We are living in that wonderful time.
我们生活在这样一个美好的时代。
And that is the good news. That is the gospel.
这就是我们的福音，就是我神的救恩。
Because Christ has come.
因为耶稣已经来了。
And he has ushered in the kingdom of God.
他把神的国度也带到我们中间。
It may not be fully visible to us right now.
他虽然现在还不能完全的向我们显现。
But we are already seeing glimpses.
但我们已经看到了这个惊鸿一瞥。
Matthew chapter 4.
在马太福音第四章。
When Jesus began his ministry,
当耶稣开始他传道的时候，
he says, repent.
他说你们要悔改。
For the kingdom of heaven is here. It's near, sorry.
因为天国近了。
In fact, near is not says it's coming.
说近了并不是说他已经来了。
But that it has come.
但是他已经来了。
And it is near.
而且挨得很近。
So it's situationally close.挨得太近了哈，没有没有没有，不会不会，神的国到的时候不会太近 ，OK， when God's kingdom come is never too near、okay.。
当神的国来的时候，它不会太近的。
And in the Lord's prayer, Jesus has taught us。
在主祷文中，耶稣告诉我们。
We pray, Your kingdom come。
我们祷告让神的国降临。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven。
你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Meaning the time has come for us to show what the kingdom of heaven is like as people of the kingdom of God。
也就是说，我们作为神国的子民，我们要向世人宣告神国是什么样子的。
So any one of us who have repented of our sins and call on Jesus as Lord。
对于我们每一个人来说，当我们认罪悔改，我们口称耶稣为主的时候，
We are indeed the ones, as what Amos says, the nations that bear my name.
我们就是阿摩斯所描述的那些神名下的国。
Because in verse 12, when Amos says, bear my name, or God says, bear my name, it means that I have lordship over these people.
因为在第十二节，阿摩斯说，我们会称为神名下的国，也就是说，我们是神的子民。
So, dear brothers and sisters, I hope that you see it is wonderful.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，希望你们能够看到，那是一个多么美好的图景。
And amazing.
是多么让人惊讶的。
To know that we as Christians, we are living testimonies of Amos chapter 9, verse 12.
我们是基督徒，就是阿摩斯书九章所描述的那个神的子民。
This is not a distant something that has nothing to do with us.
这并不是一个在远处的和我们无关的这么一件事。
We are Christians and we bear the name of Christ.
我们是基督徒，而且我们承担着神的名。
And you want to know your place in God's history?
你想知道在神的历史中我们占据什么样的地位吗？
This is our place in history.
这就是在历史上我们今天占据的地位。
We are the nations that are now under the reign of Christ.
我们就是耶稣所统治的那个神的国度。
When we believe in Jesus Christ, we can believe that God is faithful, even back then till now, and will be forever.
当我们信神的时候，我们就知道神是信实的，从亘古一直到现在，而且到将到以后的将来。
Indeed, Christ is the Son of David.
是的，耶稣是大卫的子孙。
And he has restored David's fallen tent into an eternal, glorious, holy kingdom.
他已经把大卫那些倒塌的帐幕重建成为一个永恒的荣耀的神的国度。
This is why Paul can say we our citizenship is in heaven.
这就是为什么使徒保罗会说我们是天上的国民。
And in the book of Acts,
在使徒行传里，
when the church initial Jewish church when the church was trying to decide if the Gentiles are part of God's kingdom,
在使徒行传中，当这些最初的使徒们想决定是否外邦人也可以成为神的子民。
Apostle James used Amos chapter 9 verses 11 to 12 to validate the fact that Gentiles are now part of God's kingdom.
雅各就引用了阿摩斯书的九章，来对他们说，神的旨意就是让这些外邦人也成为神国的一部分。
We are the Gentiles.
我们就是那些外邦人。
And we have now been adopted into God's kingdom.
而我们被神的国所收纳了。
This is the good news.
这是一个好的消息。
We may not have fully experienced the full effects of God's kingdom.
我们还没有真正的享受神国的完全的荣美。
Because it's being revealed to us.
但是它已经被已经显示给我们看了。
And we know that we are in a battle with Satan and sin.
我们知道我们是在和撒旦和这些罪恶的权势作战。
But we also know that, as God says, the days are coming.
但是我们也同时也知道，当神说耶和华的日子将要来到。
And Jesus himself says, "Behold, I am coming soon."
而耶稣亲自说，看哪，我必快来。
This is for us to know that Satan and sin will not be around for much longer.
这就让我们可以确信，这些撒旦、这些罪恶的权势不会留在这个世上太久了。
Christ has won the ultimate victory on the cross.
因为在十字架上，耶稣已经取得了那个最终的胜利。
And so we are able to proclaim his death when we take the Lord's Supper.
所以当我们用这个圣餐的时候，我们可以来宣称耶稣的死。
Because the proclamation is a proclamation of his victory over Satan and sin.
因为这个宣告就是一个胜利的面对罪恶死亡的一个胜利的宣告。
And at the same time, we proclaim that he will come again.
而在同时，我们也宣告神耶稣将要再来。
That he will establish an eternal kingdom of total justice and righteousness.
他会建立一个国度，在那里有着绝对的公正和圣洁。
As Isaiah has already foretold.
就好比先知以赛亚已经说过的。
Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end.
就是就是以赛亚曾经宣告的，就是他的这个政权的。公平公义将是没有终结。
And he will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever.
以赛亚书说到，他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远。万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
Therefore, we proclaim his coming again when we take the Lord's Supper.
所以当我们用圣餐的时候，我们同时也在宣告主必快来。
For it is the proclamation of the hope in life in Jesus.
我们也同时是在宣告我们的希望，这个希望是在耶稣里。
And God's people will indeed be in the garden paradise where only abundance of blessings will be found.
我们这些神的子民也真的是有一天会在神的花园里边享受无穷无尽的富足。
Read Revelation chapter 22 verses 1 to 3 and you will get that whole sense that we are back in the garden yet again.
如果我们读启示录的第22章1到3节，我们就可以看到那个新天新地里的美好的景象。
It will be as God said through Amos.
那个也就是神借着阿摩斯所向我们描绘的。
So on the cross it becomes clear that the day of the Lord is the day when God shall both justly punish and graciously restore the sinful.
所以耶和华的日子，也就是神会按照他的公义来审判罪恶，同时也是靠着他的恩典来重建这些罪人的日子。
Paul instructed the Christians.
使徒保罗对基督徒们劝诫说，
God made him who had no sin to be sin for us so that in him we might become righteousness of God.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
God did justly punish the sinful.
神是确实会公义的来审判那些罪人。
But it was Jesus who bore the wrath of God for all of our evil and wickedness.
而耶稣却为我们的罪而承担了神的所有的愤怒。
We could not save ourselves. We are too feeble. We are too witless. We are too self-serving.
我们太软弱，太自我中心，所以我们无法自救。
And Jesus Christ became that sin and died for us.
而耶稣就成为那个罪，而为我们死。
Indeed, God Himself, with the zeal He did, accomplished our salvation on His own.
是的，耶和华靠着他的热心来成就了这件事。
For God loved the world, and He showed that love when He sent Jesus Christ.
神爱世人，他派着耶稣来到这个世上，就是。把他的爱心向我们显现了。
So this is good news because this salvation has been done for us.
这个是一个美好的消息，因为这个救恩已经为我们实现了。
And by the cross, God has also graciously restored the sinful.
在十字架上，神也充满恩典的重建了这些罪人。
You and I are now pronounced forgiven by our faith in Jesus Christ.
因着我们对耶稣的信，我们已经被认为是无罪的，被赦免的。
It cost us nothing, but it cost God much.
对我们来说，我们是得来轻而易举，但是对于耶稣来说，他是付上了惨痛的代价。
The penalty of our death was paid for by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
因着耶稣的牺牲，我们罪的代价已经被付过了。
So if we have friends among us today that you do not yet believe in Jesus Christ.
如果在我们中间还有一些慕道的朋友，你还没有接受耶稣基督作为你的救主，
I ask that you do not delay.
我来请求你们不要再拖延。
God does love you.
神确实爱你们。
And he has plans to prosper you and not harm you. He has plans to give you a hope and a future.
他给你们有他向你们存的是平安的意念，而不是降灾祸的意念。
But you must believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior from your sins.
但是你必须要相信耶稣基督是你的救主，他可以把你从罪中救拔出来。
And for our dear brothers and sisters of CCMC.
而对我们 CCMC 的亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Now bearing in mind our great honor as citizens of God's kingdom.
请大家要记住我们作为天国的子民这样一个尊贵的身份。
And our great hope as followers of Christ rescued from God's wrath in that day.
而我们作为这个神国子民这样的一个很美好的特权，就是在耶和华的日子，我们会免受任何的惩罚。
That we are forever redeemed for glory in God's kingdom.
我们是永远被救赎出来，来为神的国、为神的荣耀而奉献自己。
Let us do as Christ has instructed us to do.
我们就要做耶稣基督所教导我们做的事情。
And that is to seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
我们就是要先求他的国、他的义。
And to also learn to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
而且我们也要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神。
And also to love your neighbor as yourself.
同时我们也要爱人如己。
So look around you.
大家看看四周。
We are one another's neighbors.
我们是彼此的邻居。
And look at those who live around you.
而且看看那些生活在你附近的人们。
They're not just your physical neighbors.
他们并不仅仅是这种身体上这种邻居。
But truly neighbors in the sense of life.
而且是在这种生命的这种意义上，我们是属灵的伙伴。
And Jesus has called us to serve one another sacrificially out of our full-blooded love for God.
耶稣是呼召我们要用一个舍己的爱来爱人如己。
In John, Jesus tells his disciples.
在约翰福音里边，耶稣对门徒说
，A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
Jesus loved sacrificially.
耶稣是无私的来。舍己的来爱我们。
The downfall of ancient Israel is that they were self-serving.
这些以色列人的他们的堕落是因为他们以自我为中心。
It's always about me, me, me.
他们总是想的就是我自己。
It's about seeking their own kingdom and their own pleasures.
他们是在寻求的是自己的国度，自己的享受。
Let us not follow their footsteps, but the footsteps of Christ.
我们不要效法他们，而要跟着耶稣的脚踪来行。
It is going to cost us.
这个会让我们付上代价的。
Has it cost you anything to serve?
也当我们服侍的时候，我们也要付上代价。
What might we have to give up in order to love our neighbors as ourselves?
当我们爱人如己的时候，我们要放弃自己的一些东西。
It very much might be your time, your effort, your money, your TV shows, your whatever.
可能是你的时间、你的努力，可能是你的金钱，或者是你很喜欢的一个电视剧。
I know of a servant of God who will have to give up the personal time rather than taking vacation. He has to do God's work.
我知道有的神的仆人，他们宁可不去度假，而把自己的时间奉献出来，来侍奉神。
They would hope to go on vacation, but they know this is something better.
他们当然是更愿意去度假了，但是他们也知道这是更重要的事。
Do we serve and pray for one another only when we have time, or do we make time so that we can serve and pray?
我们是仅仅在有时间的时候来帮助大家，帮助人来做一些服事吗？还是我们愿意挤出时间来做这些事情？
And having this knowledge of our citizenship in heaven will also drive us on how we serve.
我们头脑中如果有我们是天国的子民这样的概念，这也会驱使我们来更好的做服事。
Is what I'm doing now or what I'm pursuing now for God's kingdom or my own kingdom?
我所现在做的，我现在所追求的是为了我自己的好处吗？还是为了神的国度
？So for our student friend, brothers and sisters, it's not about the Ivy League or the safety schools.
所以对我们这些求学的人来说，并不是一个常青藤的学校。或者是一些什么安全的学校。
And for us workers, it's not about a Fortune 500 company or about local business.
而对于我们这些工作的人来说，并不是你要挤到什么财富500强，或者是一些建立一个当地的小公司。
For us who are serving at church, it's not about whether we are serving in 10 ministries or one.
而对于我们这些在专职服事的人来说，并不是关于你能够服事十个机构还是一个机构。
It's not about whether we are singing hymns or contemporary anthems.
也并不是说我们是在唱诗歌，还是做一些其他的服事。
What are we doing all these for?
关键的问题是我们做这些是为了什么？
One student goes to med school to earn big bucks.
有的医学学生他去医学院是为了挣大钱。
Another goes to med school so that he or she can live among the poor and sick and minister with the knowledge that he or she has now been blessed with.
而同样一个上医学院的人，他的动机可能是为了将来到那些贫穷的病痛的人当中去救治他们，来向他们传福音。
Let us encourage one another to be God-loving and others-serving.
让我们来彼此激励，让我们能够爱主，而且同时能够彼此服侍。
We're very blessed that at CCMC we have many who are serving.
我们非常蒙福，因为在 CCMC 有很多服侍的弟兄姊妹。
But we also have many who are not.
但我们也有一些人还没有参与什么服侍。
And so I ask that this church,
所以我想要求我们作为一个整体一个教会
will heed to the call of our Lord.
我们会对神的呼召做出积极的回应
that we will be God loving.
而且我们会真正的爱神
and so we'll serve one another sacrificially.
而且同时我们也会舍己的来彼此服侍
to ask God to help us to break out of our laziness.
我们也要求神来让我们从这些懒惰的习惯中脱离出来。
Our self-justification. Our indifference, selfishness, our preferences.
我们的冷淡，我们的自己的喜好，我们都可以从这里这些中脱离出来。
Pray for God to sustain us in our passion in our godly pursuit.
也求神坚固我们追求他的热心。
There comes a day.
那一天会来的。
The day of the Lord.
耶和华的日子。
When God shall both justly punish and graciously restore.
那一天神会公正的来审判，也会来充满恩典的来重建。
How are we prepared to meet our God?
我们面对神的再来，我们准备好了吗？
Let us encourage one another.
让我们来彼此激励。
To be good and faithful servants of Christ.
让我们来做神的忠心良善的仆人。
And be found fruitful when we have to account before God on the days that He has given us to live on earth.
然后将来有一天我们面对神的时候，神会认为我们的一生是有果实的，是没有虚度的。
As we prepare to take the Lord's Supper.
接下来我们要准备圣餐。
Let us remember the grace we have in Christ to be His royal priesthood, His holy nation, a people belonging to God.
让我们记住我们是神所拣选的子民，是我们是他的军中的祭司。
This is so that we can declare the praises of him who has called us out of darkness and now into wonderful light.
让我们这些属神的子民可以宣扬那召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Let us take time to thank God for the salvation through Christ.
让我们花一点时间，我们来感谢神，他赐给我们的救恩。
Seek his forgiveness in repentance.
我们来寻求神的饶恕，然后我们来自己悔改。
And commit to be God-loving and others-serving rather than self-serving.
而且我们也下定心志，从今以后我们要做一个爱人、爱神，同时也服侍人的人。
Let's take some time.
让我们来花一点时间来静默。